It's time for another Castle Country School District update right here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon County Superintendent Lance Hatch. First off, Mr. Hatch, a pleasure as always to get you in. Thank you for the time today.
Oh, thank you. It's fun to come and visit with you, and we appreciate you highlighting our school district so often on your radio station.
We look forward to it. It's always fun to see what's happening inside the schools. And for you, you're just wrapping up your very first year as superintendent. It's kind of crazy to talk about that because I remember the introductory interview that we did at the beginning of the year. It seems like it was just yesterday. But when you take a look at the calendar, I mean, we are down to it, the final few days of the 2017-2018 calendar school year.
Yeah, it's been a great year. It's been fun to get to know the amazing educators in Carbon School District. I've been amazed at their dedication and their the time and the effort that they put into what they do. Carbon School District and Carbon County is blessed to have such amazing people in their ranks.
Well, let's go back and talk about when you first took the job and what were some of the things that you immediately wanted to attack as the superintendent? And I guess this question works hand in hand, follow-up question works hand in hand with that. What were some of the things that you were able to accomplish that you set out to accomplish in your first year?
Yeah, the first thing that as I sat down with the district leadership and we discussed the state of Carbon School District was the need to improve the collaboration that was happening in the district. There's been a lot of training over the years on collaboration, but implementing that training, you know, we call it implementation science. It's one thing to understand what needs to happen. It's another thing to learn actually how to make it happen. So we spent a lot of time training and working with our individual collaboration teams at the grade levels and department levels, talking and working about collaboration. And as a result of what we've learned this year, we are bringing in a consultant group called Ed Direction, and they are they're the best in the business. And we're bringing them in for a big 3-day training right after school gets out, and then they will be coming back periodically throughout next school year, again, for one purpose only, and that's to help us with the implementation science of how do you collaborate, how do you look at student data so that you can make better decisions in your classroom, how do you change your instruction to adjust for what you're seeing. We're very excited about that. We wouldn't be there if it wasn't for, you know, the great collaboration and the, you know, the work that we've done this year to identify what the gaps are in our work. So we're excited about that. The second thing, if I can move right on to the
sure,
second thing.
Sure, absolutely.
It was recruitment and retention. In rural Utah, it is very difficult to find teachers. We formulated a task group, and that was headed by Robert Cox. He's our human resource director. And that group did amazing work to identify, you know, they actually collected a whole bunch of data, survey data from teachers. What brought you to Carbon School District? Why do you stay in Carbon School District? And they went out and found out, you know, how many people have been coming and then how many of those new people actually stay if they're from outside the community. We looked at all of that data. And what came out of that was just a lot of really positive efforts. One of those that we're excited about is the paraprofessional to teacher program. USU Eastern has been a great partner. We held a meeting with 25 of our current paraprofessionals, our aides, and we're trying to encourage them to pursue teaching. The benefit of that is they live here. They're tied to the community. A lot of times, even if you are successful in getting somebody from outside the community, they don't stay. So we're excited about that. We have several that are interested, several that are started. We've begun a scholarship program that will start next fall that the school district will provide a scholarship to some of these paraprofessionals to help them with the cost of the program so we can build our own teaching group. Another thing that we're working on is a high school pathway for teaching to get high school students more involved in the teaching side, get them exposure to what is it like to be an elementary teacher or a high school teacher, and get them taking some of those concurrent enrollment classes in education. So when they graduate, hopefully they'll continue on to USU Eastern, get that degree, and come teach for us. So yeah, a lot of great things have come out of that.
Again, we're being joined right now by Kerwin County Superintendent Lance Hatch. Now, with all that being said, your background is in elementary.
That's right.
That's your background. So if you had to assess the current situation a year later, coming into where, you know, where we're at right now as far as the elementary schools in the area go, what is your assessment on the way things have developed?
Well, our elementary schools have amazing resources. It's very unusual for an elementary school to have counselors in the elementary. It's unusual for each elementary to have an instructional coach. These are things that that Carbon School District School Board has supported and invested in that they're phenomenal. So we are set up to do amazing things. And one area that we're really looking at is when the middle school tells us many of the students who come into our middle school are struggling with reading. So they're charged with teaching middle school curriculum to students who can't read the text level that the information is presented in. And that's on elementary schools, and we own that. And so we're making a huge investment of, you know, upwards of $150,000 just to get leveled books in the hands of students. We'll be receiving those this summer. And the research shows that if students read at their independent level that's comfortable for them, enormous quantities of text, that's how we accelerate their reading improvement. The problem with elementaries right now is they don't have the resources. They don't have enormous quantities of any particular level of text to be able to give to those students. So we're going to provide that. We're going to provide some training and support for teachers on how to use those. But we're excited. We're going to see some amazing things with reading improvement. We'll send these fifth graders to middle school reading at level.
I know it's been a couple of years now, and this question may be completely irrelevant, but you know, we have 9 through 12 now at the high schools. We have, you know, K through 5, 6, 7, 8 at the middle schools. Is that transition complete, or is that something that's always ongoing when these kids are moving from elementary to the middle school from grades 5 to 6, and then, of course, moving up to the high school in grades 9, where in the past, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, it wasn't until sophomore year. I mean, is that still a work in progress, or is that now kind of settled?
It's really settled, in as far as I'm concerned. I haven't heard any issues or concerns with it. I think initially there were a lot of concerns about that. But now that we've settled in, really, it's just, it seems normal and it seems right. It works.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as transition, as far as helping students to move from one school to the next, we did meet actually yesterday with principals, and we set up dates for next year where we're going to have a really strong, robust transition program where we can get these fifth graders to the middle school and let them spend a day, and we're going to really help them to transition to the middle school, and then also the eighth graders to the high school. So we're setting that up. That's going to be helpful. But as far as the actual grade configurations, it's really a non-issue right now.
It's great. I know one of the biggest misconceptions is that anyone who works in education, boy, once that final day of school hits, you're done. You're out for 3 months. That's not the case. So what are some of the things that you will monitor or that you take care of during the dead times? I mean, you know, we're talking June, July, and into August. What are some of your big job duties that people maybe are unaware of?
Yeah, we have a huge priority in the summer. We take advantage of the opportunity to do training, and, you know, for teachers and leadership, where we're not pulling them out of the classroom and out of the schools. So, like I mentioned, we have 3 days of training right after school gets out that following week, And that will be for almost 100 of our staff. And we're excited about that. It's going to be great. On top of that, I need to focus on budget. The school board will hopefully approve our budget on June 20th. So the business administrator and I work on that. We have capital projects, which means, you know, building construction, anything from asphalt to, you know, remodeling the entryway at a building so that it's more safe and secure. You know, all of those things are happening in the summer. And on top of that, we are building improvement plans for each of the schools and for the district itself, and working out exactly, you know, how we're going to implement those plans. So there's a lot going on. I also have meetings with other superintendents where we receive information from the state on things. We have to be compliant with them, unfortunately. So we have to keep up on all the rules and legislation that comes down there. So there's a lot to do. But it is a little different, you know, when without the students in school.
Yeah.
it's a little more low key, I guess.
I guess superintendents can't check out, right? I mean,
no.
We get down to the final week, you know, students are checked out. They are. That's not the case for teachers, principals, and superintendents, is it?
No, for the most part, we just keep on going. You'll see a lot of teachers at the school all summer long.
Yeah.
You know, they're preparing, you know, all along. Principals, of course, are still hiring teachers. They're they're still hiring aides and other positions. And so there's still a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes in the summer.
Well, Superintendent Hatch, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to stop by the studio and kind of recap your number one. I'm sure it did go by in a blur, but before you know it, I'm sure you'll be back in here and we'll be talking about year number two.
I hope so, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great year next year.
Thank you again for the time today.
Thank you.
All right, that's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.